Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Yesterday, outside the Supreme Court, we this is in the, you know, what's funny about this is the case is not about illegal immigration or about naturalization or citizenship or it is, but it's not. The case at the Supreme Court was about universal injunctions or nationwide injunctions. I'm not sure that nuance was really percolating through the chant line. I started listening to the case. I've about halfway through it. I'm not going to cover it today. I'll cover it on Monday. But I was watching some of the hoopla around the Supreme Court, and it gave me an opportunity to let you have your say. Who chanted it best? Okay, who chanted it best? Chant number one you just heard is, what do we want, justice? When do we want it now? Followed up by, what if we don't get it? Shut it down. I know, a little hard to understand that one. Here's opportunity number. So that's vote number one, if you think that's the best chant. Okay, chant number two. As your candidate number two, say it loud, say it clear. Immigrants are welcome here. Okay. Opportunity number three. This is your chant number three. Like I ought to be engaging in a 5K right now. Like, that's a pretty good drill instructor cadence. I kind of like it. Okay, so people want to know who we are. A little slower pace, a little longer, a little more storytelling to this one. This is kind of an all in one. Here you go. Okay, this one's going to change midway through, so pay attention to the change. Keep up in your hymnal.
Deportations, we say no.
Deportations, we say no.
Deportations, we say no.
You know when there's that one guy who's wasn't following the conductor's baton, like, you know, he jumped in at the wrong moment, okay?
Donald Trump has got to go!
Donald Trump has got to go!
Deportations, we say no!
Deportations, we say no!
Donald Trump has got to go!
There you go.
Donald Trump has got to go!
Deportations, we say no!
Oh, one more time with this one. Oh, the refrain.
No.
Donald Trump has got to go!
Donald Trump has got to go!
Ice Gestapo, we say no!
Ice Gestapo, we say no!
Our rally is on the other side.
The competing rally organizers. No, you're chanting at the wrong rally. Our stuff is over there, so we need to separate from here because our signs are different. Si se puede. So, deportations, we say no. Donald Trump has got to go. ICE Gestapo, we say no. Donald Trump has got to go. And then the last one for your consideration, 437-1620. There, yeah, this is five of them. I don't want to bias the voting, but I kind of like this one the best because it's got the best rhythm. I can dance to it. I give it a 9.4. This is a little bit of a, you know, dance fever here.
It's a up up with liberation.
Down, down with deportation.
Up up with liberation.
Down, down with deportation.
Feel myself moving.
Up, up with liberation.
Down, down with deportation.
There There you go. Up, up with liberation. Down, down with deportation. So, John, out of the five candidates, have you a favorite?
It's the last one. I was moving to it. I was like, let's go.
Best dance rhythm. And look,
a good cadence, everything.
Yeah, give them credit where credit is due. It was interesting. There was enough variety. It wasn't the same one. I mean, they may have come back. Okay, some of these are pretty standard fare. You know, what do we want? Justice. When do we want it?
Now.
In 5 minutes. I mean, like, you know, it's...
we want it next week.
Yeah. What do we want? Justice. When do we want it? June! You know... they never...
The next
never
ruling. Put.
Say it loud. Say it clear. Immigrants are welcome here. You know, okay. I mean, you know, they're not... Like I said, there's a hymnal. There's a liturgy. There's a... You know, I'm sure I missed some. I didn't catch them all, but it's not like Pokemon. 7:15 here on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. It looks like I-10, I-110, 90-98 are all flowing smoothly. Nothing to let you know about. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. I've gotten some texts in here. Did I say gotten some texts in here? We've gotten some texts in here, and it's okay. TJ says that's a softball chant. 2468 demonstration chants are stupid and don't change anybody's political opinion. Well, that does not rhyme. Your meter is terrible, sir. It only serves to get you televised, but not all publicity is good publicity. You look like a fool. I was thinking to myself, like, you know, granted they get attention, granted they show up, it looks like news. It winds up on some morning show in Pensacola, Florida. It's fine. But does it change the court case? Like, is Antonin, well, he's not there anymore. Said Scalia. Like, is John Roberts or Amy Coney Barrett or Brett Kavanaugh in there? Like, you know, I think that nationwide injunctions are bad. What's that you say? Deportation, immigration, here to stay. Okay, you know what? You're right. Nationwide injunctions are a really good thing, legally speaking. Like, what's the goal? Well, I'm going to say this in an uncharitable way, but the goal is to feel good about yourself. The goal is to have a party. The goal is to be noticed. The goal is to, and I mean, you know, people do all kinds of things for fun. Some people go fishing. Some people go bowling. Some people go to chant lines to protest in front of the Supreme Court and tell their friends that they were at the chant line and protesting in front of the Supreme Court, and they can do social media, and then they can feel good about themselves. I mean, you know, protests of this sort typically don't matter. Except to the participants. And, you know, that's not nothing. I'm not, I mean, you might think I'm disparaging, but what are you going to do on a Thursday afternoon? You going to go golfing, or are you going to go hang out with your fellow ideologues and chant a variety of cadences at the Supreme Court? You know, you have choices. John Pickens has got traffic for us. John?
I already did, but we'll do it
again. Did I do it again?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so dumb. All right, forget it. Forget it. Forget it.
I mean, if you really want
to do it right, I did it right, and that's what screwed me up. somebody says, I definitely like that last one, doing the kind of the salsa along the way, they said. I like the rhythm here. I do like the up, up with liberation, down, down with deportation. Yeah, that's my favorite. Were the chants AI generated? Oh, good question. Who knows? ChatGPT, please give me five chance against the Supreme Court on the immigration issue. I mean, you never know. this is my favorite. Somebody says, now that's what I call protesting. Volume 8, a new CD from the makers of Freedom Rock. Y'all are the best. I love you so much. 437-1620, 437-1620. Hey, if you have a home improvement project you got to work on, you got to get some supplies, you need to go to the hardware store, Pensacola Hardware, an institution. And honestly, look, if you've not been to Pensacola Hardware, think of it as like learning your community. Just go. Go to see it. Go to see the cool building, the parking lot. It's actually parking downtown. It doesn't cost anything. But, you know, the building itself is amazing. And then inside, just all kinds of stuff. All kinds of stuff. Everything from the housewares in the front, you know, Yeti and SEC merch and all kinds of cookware and cast iron skillets, the ones covered in ceramic. Like, there's all kinds of stuff, okay? And then, of course, if you need to actually make something or build something or repair something, they have all of that. And not just the stuff, but they can give you the advice. So if you need to know how to do something, they're your people. I mean, literally, they have been doing this since 1851 for 174 years before the Civil War. Pensacola Hardware has been there. The oldest business in the entire state of Florida, one of the 50 oldest in the entire country, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
This Saturday is Armed Forces Day, and we are blessed as a nation with six branches of the military, including Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, Space Force, and Coast Guard. Whatever military branch in which you serve, thank you. Thank you for being all that you can be and being Army strong. Thank you that it's not self, but country in the Navy. Thank you for being the few, the proud, the Marines, and for being Semper Fi, always faithful. Thank you to all the Air Force personnel who aim high, fly, fight, and win. Thank you for being Semper Supra in the Space Force and being always above. Thank you for being Semper P, always ready, in the Coast Guard. Your sacrifices are not taken for granted by biblical Christians. Thank you, Armed Forces personnel, for all you do to protect our freedom to worship Christ.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us today at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 721 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now, as he does every Friday at this time during beach season, Dave Greenwood, who is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. That means he's the guy who trains the lifeguards, hires lifeguards, and along with Alex Johnson, his deputy, they keep us and all of our visitors safe. Dave, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir. Oh, all right. All right. Dave, are you there now? Sorry.
Yes, I am.
Outstanding.
Right,
outstanding. This is kind of a nice thing. This is a good thing. Next week is National Beach Safety Week, right? The county commission did a proclamation on it last night.
Yes, we received a proclamation from the Board of County Commissioners that we're celebrating National Beach Safety Week, which starts Monday and runs through the following Monday, the 26th, which is Memorial Day as we get into the busy summer season.
Absolutely. And it's important, just always a reminder that, you know, beach safety is an important thing. I know it's not a beach event, but it's still a pretty awful incident. We had a drowning on the quiet water side, on the Sound side, near Flounders, last weekend, I think. We had one in Navarre, maybe the week or two before that. And just seems like, you know, we always focus so much on the Gulf side. We don't think about the, you know, the quiet water side or the Sound side, which can also be dangerous, right?
Well, there are always risks when humans go in the water because, you know, we're land animals. We don't live in the water. We just visit there. And so there's always risks that, you know, you have to be aware of and mitigate some of the hazards.
You and I have talked about this in the past, but it seems like one of the biggest challenges you have is people who come on vacation and they think of themselves as being 19 and in good shape. But it's been a few years since any of that was accurate, and they have a few beers and they go out for a swim in mild surf or moderate surf, and all of a sudden they're way more tired than they expected and they get into trouble. That happens, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we always, you know, it's a common occurrence to overestimate your ability. It happens in every endeavor. You know, people go into a lot of things with overconfidence.
And at the point where you get exhausted, I mean, it happens fast, and then it's dramatic how difficult it is to swim at that point, right? I mean, it's a big change when you feel.
There's all kinds of chemical reactions that go in your body when you exert yourself physically. And those chemical reactions, I mean, your body, you know, relies on chemical reactions to keep you homeostasis, you know, to keep everything in balance. And if, for example, your breathing increases at a certain rate, you know, you're going to become more acidotic. And there's, you know, a lot of chemical changes that go on that can, you know, trigger cardiac arrest.
If somebody gets out in the surf or whatever, okay, they're in the water and they get to that point, like they get to trouble, okay? The normal thing is to start to panic, of course, which makes everything worse. But what do you want them to do if that happens at that moment? Let's presume they're near a guard station, and then maybe you tell them if they're not near a guard station. What do you want them to do?
Well, conserve your energy. Don't waste your energy needlessly. Conserve your energy. Concentrate on staying on top of the water. But you listen to most people, most stories where people talk about a drowning incident, that they'll tell you that where they finally got to where they could stand up or where they could touch. And you know what they're talking about? They're not talking about staying on top of the water, floating horizontally. They're going vertically. And when you go vertically, you start to sink.
So just try to relax, try to stay calm. Just try to float.
Yes. Try to float. Don't try to stand up, because you know, people will tell you that, well, when I finally got to where I could stand up or where I could touch the bottom. No, you don't want to be vertical. You want to be horizontal.
Oh, that's a great note, because it's so much more work to tread water than it is to float. That's an outstanding note. What are we looking at this weekend for beach conditions, Dave?
Well, we had rip current risk yesterday. We had red flags flying, and we're hoping the surf will calm down as we go on the weekend. But we had a little bit of surf last weekend. We had several red flags. The lifeguards did thousands of preventative actions, keeping people out of the water because it was nice and sunny Saturday. But we're going into the weekend, and looks like we have moderate surf.
Outstanding. Dave Greenwood is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Dave, thanks for all you do, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Andrew. Have a great weekend.
You too. 726 News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic for us. John?
Still rolling accident-free right now, but if you are on North Palafox starting around the East 10 Mile Road going southbound through 9 Mile Road almost to Beverly Parkway, you're going to see some delays just due to congestion there. But other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, John, I got a follow-up on the chants that we were talking about earlier. And somebody says, TJ said, it's an old softball chant. The "We are the Astros, the mighty, mighty Astros, everywhere we go." That's like decades old. I was trying to give them
very
some credit.
Good.
You know, I didn't know that.
I was waiting for the rest of it.
No, I'm not gonna do that. Okay. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David.
Yes. Good morning, gentlemen. Former FBI Director James Comey facing some backlash today, Andrew, after a social media post that's been a little bit controversial, I suppose you could say. A photo of seashells arranged to form the numbers 86-47. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem saying that that was calling for the assassination of President Trump. And apparently DHS and Secret Service are now investigating. Comey, of course, as you mentioned earlier, has taken that post down.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He said he didn't think of it as containing any violent elements or anything like that. And I don't know. On the one hand,
given his position, do you think that's
is there any chance that he
plausible?
Didn't know how this would be understood?
Yeah.
And also, I mean, Comey has been so hostile to the president. But at the same time, I think, you know, the president and his administration will take any opportunity to go after Comey. So it's kind of like it's a take two to tango, and both are eager to tango. So
absolutely. The cross-examination of Sean Diddy Combs' ex-girlfriend continues, as I have been. I'm not going to go into any real detail on this.
Probably
but,
learned more about that in the Transgressors episode than anywhere else.
Right.
Coming up, the late service will be at 8:20 this morning.
But
by the way,
if you're following that case, the judge has said he'd like to see Cassie Ventura wrap up her testimony on the witness stand today. And
wait. Is that a quote?
See, like the judges said that they would like to see Cassie Ventura wrap up her time on the witness stand. Yeah.
The instruction to the girlfriend of the R&B urban rap mogul is but wrap up your testimony.
It may not be a quote. This is what the copy of the thing says, but who knows?
Maybe it's just my brain works that way.
And I see
way,
where
so.
Your brain's going with that, right. too. Yeah. Well, here's,
bring it in verse, lady. Throw some beats.
Here's something that may not be good news. An ingredient found in many energy drinks now being linked to a higher risk of blood cancer, taurine, an amino acid that occurs naturally in parts of the human body and promotes apparently the growth of leukemia cells. It's found in a lot of energy drinks, I think most of them, some protein powders, and of course, foods like meat, fish, and eggs. Researchers at the University of Rochester now say that adding additional taurine into your system can cause leukemia cells to grow faster.
Interesting. Yeah, it's one of these things where, like, even a naturally occurring thing in too much of a quantity or, you know, artificially enhanced can create problems,
yeah,
right?
So what's that got, like 200 or 250% of your daily...
Exactly. Is that really, really good for you? And yet again, I will brag, I will soapbox. You know what my favorite kind of energy drink is?
What's that?
I don't know. I've never tasted one.
Never.
They scare the bejeebers out of me. My boys love them, and I have tried it. I'm like, don't do it. I've never tasted one. You'd literally have to put it in my drink without me knowing for me to try one. And it will not happen. John, stop looking at me that way.
But.
Local news coming up next after Fox.
News. I'm CJ. Papa wheels up for President Trump on his way back from his trip to the Middle East and on board Air Force One.
President is confirming that the U.S. has given Iran a proposal for a nuclear deal. Here's the quote from the president. He said, they have a proposal, speaking about Iran, but more importantly, they know they have to move quickly or something bad is going to happen.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Abu Dhabi. Talks have been held in Oman and Rome. Well, speaking of reporters, the president also said he didn't talk to ally Israel about the decision to recognize Syria's new government, despite deep Israeli suspicion of the new Syrian leader.
We want Syria to succeed. That's been a mess for 10 years and much longer than that.
Tuesday, the president said he would lift sanctions on Syria. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. We have 77 degrees right now. It is partly cloudy this morning in Pensacola. Of course, we'll get a check on our forecast with Brooke Richardson and Channel 3 in just a few minutes. Well, it'll soon pay a bit more to be a firefighter in Escambia County. The Board of Commissioners approving a pay raise yesterday. That'll bring starting firefighters up to nearly $52,000 per year. For firefighters with more seniority, pay increases will be scaled.
So they have a scale now that they'll push to. Some of it has time in service or time in position as to where they push up to on the scale, and then they will also get anything that the rest of the county gets. You know, we get a 3% or 4% or 2%, you know, they'll get that as well. So
okay.
It's a good deal for them. 4 years ago, it was 32 to come in the door.
County Administrator Wes Moreno there. He says there's a lot of progress that's been made when it comes to firefighter compensation in the county. Commissioners also did approve building a couple of new fire stations, training facility, and renovating several older fire stations across the county. Well, bond now set for the three charged in the Pace Pharmacy prescription drug trafficking case. A judge set bond for 54-year-old Stephen Burklow at $1,310,000, 58-year-old Monique Burklow at $600,000, and 69-year-old David Winkles at $150,000 yesterday. Those three are accused of conspiring to traffic oxycodone, hydrocodone, and hydromorphone as part of that pill mill investigation into Dr. Elaine Sharp, which has been ongoing for a few years now. The Burklows own Pace Pharmacy. Winkles is a retired pharmacist. The three suspects have been ordered to have no contact with the pharmacy, employees, or any records concerning that business. They are due back in court on May 29th. Well, a man taken to the hospital after a bear attack in Gulf Breeze yesterday. Santa Rosa County says he was attacked in his backyard on Joseph Circle at 2 a.m. on Thursday morning. He was reportedly trying to protect his dog when the bear bit him in the leg.
Santa Rosa 911, do you need police, fire, ambulance?
Yes, I need it. I think I need ambulance. I need it. I just got bit by a bear in my backyard. It tried to attack my dog, and I went to rescue my dog, and it bit me in my leg.
I need you to take a breath. What's your address?
It bit my leg, man. That's up.
That man taken to Ascension Sacred Heart Hospital for those injuries, and the FWC is investigating this attack. They are looking for that bear. They say if they find it, it's going to be humanely euthanized. Now, this comes as the bear population has been increasing across the state to the point that they're looking at instituting a bear hunt for the first time in decades. And the FWC does have a meeting scheduled next week where they're going to go over some of the proposals for that. Well, Santa Rosa County parents could see some changes in the fall. Another micro school is on the way.
Santa Rosa County parents will have another option this fall. Primer Micro Schools is opening a facility at 3762 Garden View Road in Milton. This is for the upcoming 2025-2026 school year. The micro schools feature mixed-age classrooms and individualized instruction for kindergarten through 8th grade students. During year one, the goal is to have up to 25 students in each micro school for a total of 75 students. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, Chris. 7:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
Brought to you by Anderson Subaru. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are actually flowing smoothly this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast with Brooke Richardson.
Beautiful day today with plenty of sunshine, high near 85 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 76. Nice, beautiful, sunny weather heading into the weekend. Sunny skies on Saturday, high near 87. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 74. On Sunday, plenty of sunshine with a high near 86. Sunday night, temperatures dropping near 74. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. It is 7:35. We've got 77 degrees and partly cloudy skies. Our next news is at 8 o'clock. We have breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Elon Musk's XAI said an unauthorized modification to its Grok chatbot led to unprompted responses about white genocide in South Africa. Numerous X users posted screenshots of Grok, offering replies on the topic despite being asked unrelated questions. XAI said they are conducting a thorough investigation. Cerebra CEO Andrew Feldman said his hope is that the AI chipmaker goes public in 2025 after a delay last year. Feldman revealed the news while speaking to reporters at a company event in San Francisco. Former Walmart CEO Bill Simon said the retailer's business is strong enough to withstand tariff headwinds without increasing its prices. Simon, who ran Walmart from 2010 to 2014, suggests that the company may be overstating challenges tied to the tariffs. Futures are slightly higher. Thursday, the Dow Industrials gained 271. The NASDAQ down 34. The S&P 500 up 24. That's Your Money Now.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. The Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not, regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Go
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. Costello's has all your barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks, to quarter pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, briskets, pork butts, and so much more. At Costello's, you'll find all the best boarhead sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready from charcuterie boards to chicken salad and the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop, Deli, Fine Wine, and Cheeses. Find them today on the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator Method of Adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
No sleep till...
You know, when it comes to service, from my perspective, just having the very privileged position of being First Lady of the state of Florida, I look at it as something that, you know, when the good Lord gives you an opportunity to be able to make a difference, what do you do with it? And so I just want to be able to do everything that I can to help those in the state, whether it's Hope Florida or helping with hurricanes or what have you. I've always found it a privilege, and it's something that I'm very honored to be able to have the position.
First Lady Casey DeSantis was here in town last night at UWF for the, I think it's the Pensacola High School Coordinator, but it's enlisting seniors who are joining the military and having their enlistment ceremony. Very cool.
To the high school seniors who are here, I can't believe the school year's over already. It's like gone by in a blink of an eye. You've really chosen a unique path. You know, many of your peers might be thinking about going to college or heading into the workforce. You've made that solemn pledge, the honorable choice, to put on the uniform of the United States military. And I think that that decision says something very profound about your character. You're not just stepping into service, you're stepping into the long and noble tradition of defending an idea, the idea of America that's really rooted in our founding principles.
Absolutely. And I love people getting reminded of what this is all about.
Our nation was conceived on the radical prospect that we, the people, could rule ourselves, that our rights come not from a government or a distant ruler, but from God himself, that we are born free and that every human has dignity, and that government's role is not to create our liberty, but to protect it. And this belief that we are free people governed by laws and not by the whims of an absolute power is what the founders risked their lives to declare. And throughout the course of our history, it has been the soldier, the sailor, the airman, the marine, the guardian, and young people such as yourselves who have stood ready to defend those ideals.
You know, it's such an obviously true thing, but we forget it. I forget it, okay? We think about the ideals of America, the values of America, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Founding Fathers. Maybe you think about de Tocqueville. Maybe you think about the... There's so much, right, that goes into all of that. But then, I mean, really, what it ultimately comes down to is which side's teenagers fight better. I mean, it's 17, 18, 16, 15, historically, not as much today, right, obviously. But, you know, historically, it's that age cohort. It's the kids that are in high school or college age. That's who makes the difference. You have liberty because 18 to 22-year-olds enlist and are willing to fight and sometimes do have to fight. And for all of the highbrow intellectual conversation about rights coming from God, and they do, and being recognized by governments, and they are, and, you know, what America stands for, self-government, not a monarchy. I mean, for all of that, which is all true, it is useful once in a while to remember that, you know, the kids who have only been driving for a couple of years and can't even drink alcohol in most cases, that's the ultimate line of liberty. They're the ones who make it possible. And, you know, taking a moment to come to Pensacola from Tallahassee to remark about this and to cherish them and celebrate them and talk to them and love on them a little bit, that's a pretty good thing.
Let me tell you, in speaking with the governor and a lot of people, we do not take lightly what you are preparing to do, because service is not easy. I have a sister in the Air Force. I have a husband in the Navy, so I sit in the 50-yard line during football games. I have father Air Force. I had a grandfather Coast Guard. I understand what it means to see a loved one serve. Life is not easy. This takes discipline. It takes sacrifice. And for some, it has meant paying the ultimate sacrifice and devotion to our nation.
Absolutely. And you find this, right? I'm not saying anything interesting about this, but it's just worth remembering that there are some people, and I don't say this as criticism, it's an observation. There are some people who are very disconnected from the military. They don't have family members in the military. They don't know a lot of people in the military. They did not serve, and I will be clear, I did not serve in the military, okay? And there are some people for whom war is a thing that happens on TV. Right? I mean, there are millions of people in this country who the war in Afghanistan was a news story that they know because of radio and TV and newspapers. And then there's the other part of the country, the people who have 5 or 10 family members who are in the service, their kids are in the service and deployed, their grandparents served. And, you know, it tends to be clustered around, you know, families who served and families who maybe didn't. And it's different when it's your family and when you know it firsthand. And certainly, you know, the First Lady definitely understands that with her family. We'll come back to this in just a second. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. If you are on Detroit Boulevard headed toward Highway 29 and either the east side of Highway 29 or the west side, Detroit Boulevard is blocked right now. Emergency crews are on the scene, and you can't travel in either direction on Detroit. So just be aware of that. Other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. And so when Casey DeSantis comes to town and she talks about how, you know, the values of this country are ultimately protected by people like you enlisting as high school seniors in the military for the first time, absolutely. And for some, it's so obvious because they live it. Their families live it. Their spouses get deployed. Their children get deployed. Or the parents were deployed. And then for other people, again, they're just, you know, it's a thing they know about, you know, kind of at a distance. You know, for some people, war is happening to them. And for other people, war is a, you know, it's something they talk about on CNN. And that's a problem when people don't understand the military and people aren't connected to it and don't pay a price for the decisions and the policies that lead to war or lead to avoiding war, right?
But know this, to serve your country, to stand guard over liberty, is one of the most honorable callings a person can answer. Whether it was the young soldiers who stormed the beaches of Normandy, the perseverance of those who marched through the frozen hell of the Chosin Reservoir in Korea, the determination of those who fought through the jungles of Vietnam or the deserts of Iraq or the mountains of Afghanistan, or the watchfulness of the airmen above the skies of Baghdad and the Marines who raised the flag on Iwo Jima. We owe our service members a debt of gratitude that I don't think I can stand up here and articulate well enough.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But now it's the opportunity for us to salute you for what you're doing, for your courage, and for your commitment to fight and defend America. No doubt that you're going to find that there are going to be challenges that are going to be real, but I can tell you this, so is the strength that you will discover within yourselves. And through it all, know this, that your nation, and most assuredly the free state of Florida, stands behind you. Know that we are very, very proud of what you are doing. We believe in you, and we want to thank you for your willingness to step up and serve, because again, we know it's not easy, and it comes with sacrifices, and it comes with an incredible amount of courage. So thank you for your bravery, and thank you for giving all of us hope, and thank you for making the free state of Florida very proud. And with that, I would just say good luck, and God bless the United States of America, and best of luck to you guys. Thank you.
I love it. I love it. That's just, you know, it's good. It's good. This kind of dovetails with what, Chandra Newman, Mama San, call sign Mama San, commanding officer at NAS Pensacola, and D.C. Reeves are talking about in their speeches at Navy Days, that as a community, whether it's little events like this or big celebrations or pats on the shoulder and, you know, attaboys and thank yous and, I mean, just all of that, I think is important, because telling these people that we really appreciate what they do for us is, you know, there's no number of thank yous that can do enough to signify our gratitude and what they provide for us in terms of our quality of life, our way of life. 7:49 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay, and if you are thinking about that next vehicle, trying to decide, you know, which one do I want to buy? I know your tendency is to think about the car dealer, used or new, okay, as the adversary. Like, they are tightly clutching that car in their fingers, and they're only going to, you know, try to overcharge you and take advantage of you and all this kind of stuff. Well, okay, I understand. I've had that experience too, feeling that way. Why don't you think about Frontier as more of a friend, as more of a partner, like an ally, almost a guidance counsel for cars. Like, ask them their opinion. They see thousands of cars. Ask them what people like. Ask them what people don't like. Ask them what, you know, holds its value and doesn't hold its value. And then, you know, listen and say, well, okay, here's what I'm kind of dealing with. What do you recommend? And then drive a bunch of cars. Like, taste it, test it for yourself. That's the idea. Like, I think of Frontier as like the buffet of cars. Because, you know, when you go to one place and you have to meet somebody and tell them your life story and give them your driver's license, answer these questions, and then you drive it, and then afterwards you got to have this conversation. Okay, you do that 4 or 5 times, you're like, man, this is exhausting. Go to Frontier, you can drive 4, 5, 6 cars, and, you know, it doesn't take very long. It's just easier. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
At Pensacola Christian Academy, your child will thrive in a safe, caring environment designed to build a solid foundation. Kindergartners become confident readers, develop fine motor skills through cursive writing, and sharpen problem-solving skills with engaging hands-on learning. Experience the affordable excellence and unmatched value of Pensacola Christian Academy. Learn more at enrollpca.com/radio.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of everyone in your community. Listen in on Tuesday at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel, when Director Marie Mott will give a public health update. That's Tuesday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Put that coffee down. Coffee's for closers only.
One of the things for the people that are interested in the military that I asked to look into, the F-35, we're doing an upgrade, a simple upgrade, but we're also doing an F-55. I'm going to call it an F-55, and that's going to be a substantial upgrade, but it's going to be also with two engines, because an F-35 has a single engine. I don't like single engines.
It's good that the president went and spoke to the troops. It's good that he went to Aliday Air Force Base. It's good. It's good. It would have been better if he didn't make up a fictional airplane.
Remember, two engines are better than one.
It's just an F-35 with two engines. No biggie. No biggie. Just a minor retrofit. You can't get an Air Force 747 reconfigured to be Air Force One, but we'll just throw two engines in the F-35. No problem.
Why not?
No problem. It's all good.
Move over.
Easy peasy. This was one of those, and when everybody in the defense community is like, the what? Did he just get confused? And does he mean the F-47? What's going on?
This man, he's the best in the world at engines, but on occasion, I know you won't admit this, if an engine goes out, it's nice to have two, three, or four. That's why I like the 747. It's got four. But today they're getting very big, and it's a little more cost-saving to have two very, very big ones. But no matter how good, they tell me, Larry, the engine will never go out. Well, I think it goes out on occasion, very rarely.
Last part.
We're going to do an F-55, and I think if we get the right price, we have to get the right price.
We're not.
And that'll be two engines and a super upgrade on the F-35. And then we're going to do the F-22. I think the most beautiful fighter jet in the world is the F-22, but we're going to do an F-22 super. And it'll be a very modern version of the F-22 fighter jet.
I don't even know what this just... There's literally nothing. There's no... There is no B-3 bomber. There is no B-12. F-22 super. There is no F-55. There's... Okay. Just the F-47 jet contract that was awarded to Boeing in March, two engines, sure. The F-22 that were basically in the process of kind of basically retiring, which is an amazing plane. John, you've seen the F-22 perform.
Oh, yes. I love it.
God, the Raptor is an amazing plane. I'm like,
things it can do defy what aeronautics think you can do.
You watch it in the air and think, that's not possible. Did I see that? When they talk about these unidentified aerial phenomena, the UAPs doing stuff in the air, we're like, that's not possible. That's what you think when you watch an F-22. It's just, that can't be real. No, we're not. There's no F-55. There's no two-engine version of the F-35. There's no super F-22. Okay. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
I wish they made a two-seater in the F-22, so that way I could actually...
So then you could go up there?
Experience and then tell
everybody.
They
could fly you around,
right?
Why not? Yeah. Why not? Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
No accidents to report to you right now. If you were traveling on Highway 29 southbound toward Detroit Boulevard, you're going to see just minor delays, and they have Detroit Boulevard kind of blocked off there. So if you want to turn right onto Detroit from Highway 29, they're not going to let you at this moment, so just be aware of that. But other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. People are texting me in, well, the F-4 was twin engine, and the F-14 was twin engine. Sure, and the F-15 is a twin engine. Okay, well, sure, and the F-18 is a twin engine. The F-16, the Falcon, is a single. The F-35 is a single, and the Raptor's a double. There's a lot of room for variety, okay? But you don't have to invent a fake airplane program that's going to just magically insert a second engine inside of a single engine concept and start from scratch and build a brand new... David Wayne's got headlines for us. David?
Why stop at 55, by the way?
Yeah, why can't it be
95
like
is
the
a bigger
F-149?
Number. Oh, that's bigger yet.
We did have an F-111. There's
sense.
Some things. Why not the F-9424 Super with three engines? Why not three engines? Three is better than two. Two can fail. Two is better than one. Three is better than two.
That
four
is
engines.
Impressive. Well, speaking of President Trump, he's on his way back to the U.S. today from his four-day trip to the Middle East, probably on an F-9522.
With 14 engines.
With 14 engines.
For safety.
He says his administration has submitted a proposal to Iran for a nuclear deal, keeping Iran from nuclear weapons in exchange for lifting sanctions. Tornadoes were confirmed in Wisconsin and Minnesota yesterday. Severe weather continuing to move through the Midwest. More of that is possible today, especially in the Ohio Valley. And this is kind of a bizarre story out of North Carolina. An investigation's underway. A dolphin was found dead. A call reportedly came in April 15th about a dolphin in a remote location. A photo showed a carcass that was intact, but when investigators arrived, it wasn't the case.
It was pretty clear that the skull had been poached, and then also part of the back muscle was removed.
That's Dr. Tiffany Keenan. She said an assessment showed the dolphin was carrying Brucella, which causes an infectious disease that can be transferred to humans. NOAA says the decapitation is now being investigated as an intentional act, and officials are offering a $20,000 reward for information.
All right, David. Horrendous story, by the way. So thanks for that at 7:59 in the morning when I'm getting ready to go into work. I'm thinking about dolphin stuff. Anyway, all right, David, thanks so much. Hey, coming up next hour, we're going to talk to Julio Diaz about movies, as we always do, and you can find out in the Transgressive Memorial Ceremony, the late service at 8:20, why Brother Andrew thinks that chess should be canceled. Andrew agrees apparently with the Taliban, who canceled chess. Did you see that story, John? The Taliban canceled chess?
No, I didn't.
The Taliban have also canceled MMA fighting, apparently.
Oh.
Because it's, they don't want people... There's punching in the face, apparently, is problematic for them. Like, that's the line?
That's what you're going with?
Stoning people, beheading, fine, punching in the face? No! Absolutely not! Women learning how to read? No! S-Vest, sweet!